Good evening, Aboisai. We started yesterday speaking about the topic of Meturgamon, the topic of the way Chazal initially established the Takana of Kriyas HaTorah. It wasn't just the laning per se, but it also had an additional added element of somebody translating Pasuk by Pasuk. And this was done for many centuries. This was the way the Kriyas HaTorah took place. It was a Pasuk, was read, laned, and afterwards translated. Obviously, the reason for that was that there were Yidden, many Yidden, who were very familiar with that. They didn't understand Lashon HaKodesh as well as they understood to Lashon HaTargum, which was the Aramaic, which they understood very well. That was their spoken language. However, Lashon HaKodesh was very weak. And therefore, the whole idea is in order for them to understand the Pesukim. So therefore, there was a translation that was part of the Takana. And we're going to be seeing now, and as we mentioned yesterday, there's a bit of a question, is that why, if this part of the Takana, that we understand, maybe why we don't say it in Aramaic anymore, we don't do the Targum into the Lashon, into the Lashon Arami, why we don't do it anymore. But surely there would be an argument to say that, let's do it in English, why don't we translate Pasuk by Pasuk into English? That's a question we're going to be addressing shortly. Let us see the Loshen Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Mem Hei, Dinei HaMeturgamon. Sif Aleph. Bimei Chachmei HaGemara, in the times of the Gemara. Ho Yunoagin Letagim, the custom was to translate Kedei Sheyavinu Om, in order that people should understand. That the Om, the nation, should understand. Ein HaKoy Reshai Likois Leturgamon, Yoisim HaPosuk Echot. So the reason of the Takana is that people should understand. And the first halach we're learning is, HaKoyre Rishai Likrois Leturgamon Yoisim HaPosuk Echot. That everybody, the Koyre is only reading one Pasuk. The Baal Koyre reads one Pasuk. And then after that, the translator, is another word for that. The interpreter, thank you, that's what I was looking for. The interpreter then translate one pasuk at a time. So, Ein HaKoy Reshai Likros Leturgamon Yoisim HaPosuk Echot. Don't try to rush it by relaying two psukim and then translating two psukim. No, it has to be one pasuk at a time. Ve'ein HaMetargem Reshai Letargem, and the interpreter is only allowed to translate Ad Sheichale HaPosuk Mipi HaKoyre. He's only allowed to start translating a pasuk when the Baal Koyre has completed the Pasuk. He says a Pasuk, he finishes it, and then he goes for it. So mixing in between. You finish off the Pasuk, and then he translates. When a Koyre Shaliko is Pasuk Echot, Pasuk Acher, however, at the same time, that the Baal Koyre is only allowed to proceed with the following Pasuk, Ache Yichale HaTargum, he's only allowed to proceed with the following pasuk when the interpreter has finished translating the pasuk. So you have to wait you finish the pasuk, then carry on translating it. Translation, you finish the translation, you move on to the next pasuk. And the Baal Koyre is only allowed to the Baal Koyre is not allowed to raise his voice louder than the interpreter. And the interpreter is not allowed to raise his voice more than the Baal Koyre. So they have to speak in the same kind of level, same kind of voice level, not louder than the other. The Baal Koyre is not allowed to help and aid and support the interpreter. That people shouldn't say, Targum, Kosu Batorah, the translation is actually written in the Torah. Because if you were to help him out, people are going to say, oh, look, that's part of the Torah as well. No, so he must stand silently and quietly. The people shouldn't stop thinking that the Targum, the translation, is part of the body of the Torah. Yeah. Good, we'll get to that, Be'ez Hashem. I want to speak about that shortly. Says the Mishnah Bus, Sefkot Na'alef, Noegin Letagim, Beloshon Targum, Ploshen Targum, that in the language of the Targum, Kileshoinam, because their language was, their spoken language, Hayoyaromes, was Aramaic language. Mipia Metargem, Seif Kotten Beis. Yeah, one has to wait until the former has finished. V'akoil, everything, all this rule is, k'day in order shalo yisbal b'lu atzeh, but it shouldn't mix up, v'yuch b'li shmoy kol ha'pasha, ki k'sovah m'piyah koirei. That it should all read, and it shouldn't mix up. Targum in its own time, ki asator in its own time, posuk by posuk, everything clearly. Don't interrupt, don't read into it, don't start speaking into the other. Everything in its right time. V'achkach yovinu kol perusha m'piyah metargem, loshna posuk, afterwards translation. Loshna Pasuk, afterwards translation, everything needs right time. Le'akbia koilo, he mustn't raise his voice. Tekziv, it says in the Pasuk, Moshe yedaber, Moshe speaks, Vo'elokim yane bekoil. And Ribbono Shloim, yanenu bekoil, he answers back bekoil in the voice. V'hai bekoil, this voice, hainu, it means bekoil shel Moshe, the same voice as Moshe, the same level of voice than Moshe Rabbeinu. So it must be that they have got the same level of voice. See, base. Cotton metagim al de godol. A cotton is allowed to be trans cotton, meaning a child, a minor, a child, metagim al de godol. He is allowed to be translated through Hey Godel, the Godel translates, Avol Eino covered Le Godel, but it is not respectful for a Godel, for an adult, Shei Targem, that he should be translated, that the Godel should be explained out of the cotton. So in other words, it's disrespectful if you've got a Godel learning the Torah, and this is afterwards explained by a child, that's disrespectful. That wouldn't make sense. Yeah. Yeah, good question. I don't know if it's referring to a cotton. Good question. Maybe it's referring to that. That's right. The occasions that they are allowed to. Or maybe... Pardon? Yeah, so that's what we ask. That's the question. It's a good question. Yeah, it may be parts which are not chiyuvim. Yeah, but it's a good question. It's a good question. Yeah. Maybe it's like referring to parts of the linen which are not chiyuv. It's a good question. I don't think it means just somebody who's after bar mitzvah, but is not as old, not as the gadol. I don't think it refers to that. Okay, good questions. We're going to go with you, Mahalach. Siv Gimel. Ho'idna loy noagu letargem. Ho'idna, nowadays, loy noagu letargem, the custom is not to translate. We don't have a targum nowadays. We don't translate. Mishum, because the mato eles betargum, what's the point of the targum? What's the point of translating? Kevin she'en mevinim oisoi. People don't understand anyway Aramaic nowadays. Who understands the Targum? Nowadays, if you want to understand the Targum, you look in the Loshna Pasuk. If you understand the Targum, the way you look into the, it's a hard. We're not so fluent in Aramaic anymore. So therefore nowadays the Takana doesn't exist anymore. Ha'idna le'nagul le'Targum, the custom is not to translate anymore. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Ha'idna nowadays le'nagul le'Targum, we don't translate. Mishum demato eles betargum. What's the point of translating? Kevin the en mevini moisa, since it's not understood. Here, let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Dalet over here. Shein mevini moisa ve'eloi ma. Don't say nilmat me'em lefarish gam anachlu l'am b'loshen she'avinu. Don't say. Let us translate into a language that we do understand. The shiny targum, because the targum is different. Shenisken beruach kodesh was written with ruach kodesh. So don't tell me. Now let's translate into different language, because there is something different about Loshna Targum. Loshna Targum is different because it was written in Loshna Kodesh. Ein b'mogen gibayrim shevi b'shem Tashbetz shigam ator shus letargem b'loshna Targum. Nowadays it's still permitted to translate Loshon HaTargum. Although it's not understood, because it's the Takona is in Loshon it was written with Ruach HaKodesh, Eloshen Targum Me'akev, but it's not Me'akev. So even nowadays, if somebody wants to make a fancy minyan and he wants to translate into Loshon HaTargum, he's allowed to still translate, although people don't understand. He's allowed to. However, you don't have to. It's not Me'akev. But let us readdress that question that we asked earlier. So why don't we nowadays, what's exactly the reason? Why is it that we don't nowadays open up an article translation and we translate every pasuk into English? Why don't we do that? Yeah. You, Baruch Hashem, you understand. You come from good moisters and you understand. But I don't know if everybody, truth is, if you look at Taziah Metzora, or you're looking difficult, or you know, they are definitely psukim that are a bit more challenging. So, gavra legavra, yeah, you said that. Why don't we pin gavra legavra between aliyahs? So, yeah. Oh, very good. Moshe was asked the question, and this is a fascinating tshuva which was written in the 1970s. Somebody in America introduced that, and. And he did every few psukim, I don't know if it was been gavra legavra, or every few psukim, he actually interrupted the Baal Korah, and he translated the psukim into English. In the community, which was a bit, which they were obviously interested and keen to hear the translation, but they didn't understand the Lashon HaKodesh. So the Baal Korah was interrupted, and the rabbi, he said, I don't know if it was Ben Gavra Gavra or between a few psukim, he interrupted the kiyah and he translated. And this, the Moshe was asked, is this kedin or not? Is this right or not? And this rabbi said, that surely I'm doing what the Shulchan Aruch wants me to do. It's just nowadays people don't understand Aramaic. I'm going to do it in the contemporary language, which is English. Why can't we do that? Yeah. Oh. So first of all, you're quite right in pointing out, Shulchan Aruch says he has to be posuk by posuk. Very good. So, you're right. So let us ask, would he be allowed to do it posuk by posuk? I imagine the reason why it didn't was because of time pressure. But would he do it posuk by posuk? Would he be allowed to do that, yes or no? So the Moshe says, a fascinating point, and it's a little bit hidden in the words of the Mishneh Berurah. Probably that's what the Mishneh Berurah means, but it's amazing what the Moshe says. The Moshe explains the following. He said there would be absolutely, it's totally and totally wrong to do it. Totally wrong to do that. You think you're doing mitzvahs, and on the contrary, you're doing the opposite. He says as follows. He says that the takana has to be tafka aledei Loshon HaRami. And he explains as follows. We learned that that one of the Mekor that he brings down is a motion is goinus. Do you remember that we learned you need to have three people by Kiyas HaTorah? Why is that? You remember why? There's two reasons. That's the second reason, correct? And what's the first reason? Exactly like Matan Torah. Very good. So he said like Sirsu, the Shliach, third party. You've got the Ribbono Shel Olam giving the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, well, the Ribbono Shel Olam giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael through Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is, says Moshe, a Yesoid, that it has to be done, the Torah has to be presented to Klal Yisrael through a Shliach, but it has to be the absolute truth. He has to be something which is totally non-negotiable. It's the absolute ultimate truth, the Torah. He says, the Torah that was given to Klal Yisrael is the ultimate truth. There is no room for machloikis in it. Targum was written by Ruach HaKodesh, and consequently, there is no machloikis about the Targum. The translation of the Targum, which is Aramaic, is a translation that is absolutely true. There's no machloikis about it. It's the ultimate truth. It is Torah. It is the ultimate truth. It's Shlichas of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's Torah Shebaal Peh. Says Reb Moshe, there is nothing else that is considered the ultimate truth. If you look into the Alt Scroll translation, however great it is, there is without a doubt going to be a lot there which is Shonui Bemachloikas, which is going to be Emachloikas. There is going to be no translation that you're going to find which is going to be unanimous without any machloikas. There's not going to be such a thing. It's going to be true according to some opinions. It's going to be true according to many opinions, but it won't be true according to all opinions. Says Reb Moshe, it's beautiful what Reb Moshe says. You can't do that. Because if you're talking about Kiyas HaTorah with the Targum, it needs to be true according to everybody, according to all Pshatim. It's the absolute emes, the ultimate truth. Therefore, says Reb Moshe, don't do it, unless you can do it in Targum. Unbelievable. Yeah. Correct. Correct. Yeah.
So, I mean, why are you going to start talking about Machlokesim? There are Machlokesim.
Yeah, very true point.
And secondly, if they discontinued the Targum because people didn't understand it, and it was to punish Chachamim, then the obvious point is, well, you know what? If there was a time when they didn't understand either Lashon Kodesh or Aramaic, and they discontinued one of them because it was Tikkunis Chachamim, which they didn't understand anymore, why did they carry on learning? Because also only Tikkunis Chachamim, and they didn't understand the Hebrew either. So you've got two Tikkunis Chachamim, they don't understand either one.
So the answer is that Kiyas HaTorah per se is a takana, which whether you do or you don't understand, Chachamim establish Kiyas HaTorah, a public Kiyas HaTorah. There's an additional takana, which is the takana or noyagin. It's an additional minik level takana of translating it into a language, which is the ultimate truth. If you don't understand that, there's not much point doing it. And if you're translating something which is not the ultimate truth, you're not establishing, you're not keeping the takana. So that's what. So does that make sense, Rabbi Yisai? What do you think about his emotion? I think it's beautiful. I think it's geschmackish tickle emotion. Pardon? What do they do?
It's not a translation.
Summary.
So it could be that, yeah. So if it's not a translation per se, one could argue, I don't know what you think, one could argue that's acceptable. Not sure, but it could argue that it's not going within that.
The issue would be there's a hefsek if you don't do it the right way.
Yeah. We'll speak about that. That's the next sim, it speaks about hefsek. Yeah. So Reb Moshe wasn't talking about gavra legavra. Could be was worse. But gavra legavra is going to, as to whether you're allowed to interrupt and gavra legavra, that simon kuf may involve.
Point here, number one.
It brings some sofa. Yeah.
No, it was Moshe. Up in gavra legavra because it was Moshe ein het lidrosh.
Right. Ein het lidrosh, yeah.
Yeah. In many places, many shuls.
They do that? I mean, it could be that if you don't do it as a translation, I'm just trying to be melamed chos, according to Reb Moshe. It could be enough, you're not doing it with intention of translation. Yeah, true, he does, I remember that, that was about 2 weeks ago, Levi, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but the svar of Reb Moshe is a brilliant, it's a beautiful svar, it's mamash svar, that's the seals of the, that's, chachomim established. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be very hard to... Your first question is a very good question. That Targum itself, sometimes we find that Targum is... I mean, we find in Rashi many times. I'm asking similar to what you're asking. Do you know Rashi says, Ketargumoi, and then after this he brings another Pshat. Have you... Chumash Rashi? How is your Chumash Rashi, Rabbi Yisai? Yeah, you see that often, you see Rashi says, Ketargumoi, and then after this is another Pshat. Which probably implies, I'm not a big bocky in Rashi, but it would probably imply that there's a machlokes over here. Rashi is ketargumoi, and then after there's another pshat. So that, I'm not quite sure what pshat is, because it would imply that even targum is sometimes in the machlokes. There's a machlokes about it, yeah.
And the brilliant thing, I think it was in the Bible, in Bavul Kama, if I remember. I remember that there was one of the Tanaim asked Nolan and the Tanaim the question. He was asked by a village what the answer to a question was, and he gave him an answer. And he said, "That's not the answer, this is the answer." He said, "Yeah, you're right. But I gave him that answer because it was expedient and they weren't very, they weren't very learned and it was easy to give them."
We find that occasion in Chazal, yeah.
So, it sounds like Rav Moshe was trying to make a point with regards to this thing in 1970s and the Targum in English.
It could be. He had an agenda.
An agenda
there.
Agenda.
Yeah. Okay. So no. So I want to say that it is. It's a. What you're saying is a difficult approach to take, especially when it comes to a Moshe. If he had a hidden agenda, it's hard. We can talk once about it, but Moshe's style. I mean, I'm not denying that sometimes there is such an element, but Moshe in that show particularly seems that he was mamish. That's the Torah, that's the psak, that's the halacha. So although I appreciate your point, but it doesn't sound like from a Moshe's tshuva at all. Yeah. Good. Okay. So I think we should leave it as it is. Yeah. Should we not go for translations, pasuk by pasuk? Should we leave it like this for the moment? Yeah. Okay. Simon Kuf member of Shloi Ledabe B'Shasak here. Not to talk B'Kedar. That goes into the topic of B'Gavra Legavra and other points as well. You're not allowed to go out and leave out the Sefer Torah Shel Pasuach when it's open. When the Sefer Torah is open, don't leave the Sefer Torah. But between Aliyas, Shapidomi, it's permitted. Remember, in a few places we have found this concept of Hashem, towards leaving Hashem, Yichlu should perish. Thank you so much. Who said perish? Beautiful English there. Very good. Thank you so much. Oizva Hashem Yichlu should perish. Pardon? Must be good, firm. Absolutely. Roots. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Which means that the Shavik Eireisa, the Hashem Yishteitzun, which means that the Shavik Eireisa, somebody who leaves the Torah of the Ribbono Shel Olam, they should perish. That's what he means. That's how he translates. Even if there are 10 people who are listening to the Leining, besides him. And even if he has already listened to the Kiras HaTorah and he's just there for whatever the reason may be, he has listened already, and there are 10 people there. Hafilochi, nevertheless, also is not allowed to leave. He's not allowed to leave in the middle of Kiras HaTorah. When he's not allowed to leave in the middle of laning, not allowed to, whatever happens, even if you have listened already, if you have heard, there is plenty of people there. Don't leave in the middle of laning. But between Aliyas you are allowed. Only if there's 10 people actually remaining in the shul. Shapidom, it's permitted. As far as he's concerned, he still has got an obligation to listen to Kiras HaTorah. So you'd be allowed to leave if you had heard Kiras HaTorah already. Shapidom, the Hainushik was Shoma Kiras HaTorah, or he should die to love him yet, or his intention is to be back. And he's not going to miss any laning. That's only permitted to Tzurich Gadol. So we're learning now. You're only allowed to leave the laning. You're never allowed to leave the laning. In the middle of laning, you're certainly not allowed to. Whatever happens. Under no circumstance, you're allowed to leave. If it's been gavra gavra, you're allowed, provided that you're not going to miss any laning yourself. And there's a Tzurich Gadol. If there's no Tzurich Gadol, you know, you wouldn't be allowed to leave. Yeah. I don't know, Rabbi said, what's the need of the Tzurich Gadol? I don't know why there should be a Tzurich Gadol. If somebody wants to quickly leave, what do you think? Bengava le Gava, you want to quickly leave. I don't know, you want to get a safer. You want to put the tissue in the dustbin. I don't know, you name examples. And you know you're going to be back. Let's say in a shul that they say Mishra Beirachs. Bengava le Gava, it's Mishra Beirachs there. What do you think, Rabbi said? Between Megavra Legavra, and you want to quickly go out. You know that you're going to be back on time for the Aliyah. You're going to be back on time. You want to put tissues in the dark. You want to quickly get a safer. You want to put, I don't know, is that a problem or not? It's not a problem. It's not, right? You're going to leave the leaning. But he says, that it's Enu Muta, Kiim, it's only permitted unless the Shul Tzurich Gadol is a Tzurich Gadol. It's a great need. Yeah, maybe that's a good point. If you could hear the laning, that's not considered going out. That's might not considered going out. I hear. It's a good question. What happens if you can actually if you could still hear the laning? I don't know. Maybe that's not considered going out. Maybe it is. Good shaila. I don't know about the Tzurich Gadol. I don't know. Sounds to me like a chiddush of it. Tzurich Gadol. What do you think? Yeah, that's all you're allowed to do. It means that if you do quickly go out and get a sefer out, that would be awesome. Or something. Pardon? No, I'm being gavra to gavra. No, we're talking about in between aliyahs. It's mishabeach now. You're allowed to quickly go out. To get a chumash. Yeah, to get a chumash is considered tzarech gadol, no doubt. But yeah, if you want to put a sefer back, you want to get a sefer, you want to quickly check something in Mishnah Berurah. You want to check if you're allowed to learn ben gavra legavra. So you're allowed to do that. Okay, I'm not sure. It's something from the Mishnah Berurah that it's not so poshut. Rabbi said, we learned Simon Kuf Mem Hei today, in which discussed the concept of the Meturgamon and the issue arising of. So he said, first of all, the halacha is that he has to do Pasuk by Pasuk. We learned he's not allowed to raise his voice more than the Baal Koire. We learned also that he's not allowed to help the Metagam. We learned Kotten Metagam Aladei Godel, and your question is a very good question. What exactly is Kotten referring to? Maybe it's referring to Mafti or something which is not an Iker obligation. And we also learned that nowadays we're not Metagam because people don't understand the Targum anymore. We spoke in great detail about the English and how to translate into English or not. And we discussed that Ramosha's point that anything which is potentially Machloikas wouldn't be allowed to be, it defeats the purpose. We learned Sim Kuf Mem Vav about going out. So in between, in the middle of the laning, certainly one is not allowed to go out. Pin Gavra Legavra, it's permitted, Shulchan Aruch says, it's permitted. Pin Gavra Legavra. However, the Mishnah Berurah qualifies that, and he says that if it is, that's only if you know for sure that you're not going to miss the laning, and there's a Tzarech Gadol, otherwise it's not permitted. We'll continue, see you based tomorrow.